When it comes to excitement, the 4th of July is going to bring a lot of that in the form of fireworks, for sure. But some of the most exciting things are going to happen, at least from my perspective, you know, at the Grill, and then later on this month, some of the best in the business, whether it comes to country music, and certainly barbecue from around the country, are going to be here for Windy City Smokeout. The man behind it all is also the man behind our beloved Bub City. Here it is, Chef Doug Saltis. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Great to be back. Seems like we get together every year about this time.
Well, when you keep throwing the biggest, best party in the country when it comes to barbecue, craft beer, and music, you're going to get people wanting to talk to you about it. So congratulations on the success of the event. It is amazing, and it's just right around the corner.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just been fantastic to be part of and watch it grow. And, you know, we've been together doing this since the first year when we had a small parking lot down right behind Nordstrom's, and now along the river, and just watching it grow every year, and the way people receive it, and the attraction we have from the best pitmasters in the world, the music we do. And, you know, this year we're fortunate to be nominated for Country Music Festival of the Year, and I think our beer game's stronger, our barbecue game's stronger, and our music keeps getting better. So much fun.
Yeah, people love it, and love it in quantity. Yeah, you look at the difference when it was just that parking lot off of Illinois. And when you look at that parking lot now, it doesn't seem like a small parking lot, but when you look at what it's grown into, it is crazy. And for people who love barbecue, and I don't know who doesn't, let's talk a little bit about this. Is you really do, we've got a strong barbecue game here in the city, and certainly they're represented with, you know, Barry from Smoke and a lot of different places from the city. But how is it that you got, you know, that you're pulling in all of these nationally? No, these are the best in the business coming to Chicago.
You know, we try and take care of our barbecue team the same way we take care of our guests, you know, make it the best festival for them. And it's been, you know, the first couple of years have been hard, you know, getting on the phone, trying to call people, trying to convince them who we are. And, you know, since that, they kind of take care of themselves. They call us and kind of ask to be involved, and we get a chance to check them out. So it's been, you know, every year gets easier and easier, and we just keep attracting better teams. So very exciting. We have some cool stuff this year. You know, we have some, you know, we're going to kick off happy hour on Friday with Japanese barbecue, right? So a good friend of mine, Hisato-san from Tokyo, he is the Wagyu Mafia. Right? He's pretty much the Wagyu master of Japan. He tours around the world kind of, no, it's crazy. Got to check this guy out. Tours around the world kind of just talking about Japanese beef. And he's going to kick off the whole thing with like this Japanese robot barbecue thing to start off. And then we have the legends, right? The Myron Mixons, the Mike Mills, and bringing up to Chicago for the first time, Wayne Mueller from Louis Mueller Barbecue.
Yes.
All like three or four generation guys. So with the heartbeat of Texas, you have the Southeast, and you have the Midwest barbecue all together. And they're going to do this class on Saturday morning, and they'll do a little bit of a pop-up dinner on Saturday night where some of that stuff will be available to guests when they show up, just limited quantities. And then you have the new kids involved, the guys who learn from these legends who are now doing this crazy all sorts of kind of barbecue from down in Austin, Texas. You have Leroy and Lewis and Houston with Patrick Fez, and then, you know, Brooklyn's own Billy Durney coming in from hometown.
Nice.
And home team from South Carolina. It's incredible, you know. So the menu's spectacular. You know, it hits everything across the board. You know, Uban's doing this smoke up barbecue portobello sandwich, which should be interesting. You have Little Miss Barbecue back again from Phoenix, who's planning on doing like their kind of smoked salmon they do in the shop, which is like incredible. So really cool stuff.
Yeah, and Martin's Barbecue, really? Of course, for those people that have made that kind of road trip pilgrimage down there, they're just killing it. And, you know, one of the very best, obviously, as well. I mean, it's just Fox Brothers. You have had so many great...
Who not to talk about? You know, Fox Brothers bringing their bologna sandwich. I can't wait for that. Sam Jones from North Carolina. You know, like you said, Pat Martin. Like, I mean, it doesn't sound... Ubon's, Hagapalooza, Salt Lick from Texas. The hill country, you know, it's like, who don't we have? You know, it's just dramatic to see the wealth of these guys' talent and success, and having them around us is just incredible.
It is. It is. And it's so great, because if there wouldn't have been you, and of course, you know, the folks at Lettuce, and we, you know, and a lot of the people that have gotten on board, and of course, you'll be the first one to say that it's a team. But if you don't necessarily do this, I don't think it's happening. There is absolutely, it's not happening, and happening to this extent. So kudos to you for all of that stuff. But here's the other thing about it. You know, a barbecue event is great, and this one is outstanding, one of the best, if not the best. But also, you've paired it with craft beer, and more now, you know, Chicago has been a great place for craft breweries and all that, and well represented, certainly the area too, some of those great ones from Michigan and, you know, and the surrounding area as well. Talk about the craft beer.
Well, that's one of the things, you know, when you say, hey, if it wasn't for me, if it wasn't for a lot of people, right? The craft year is, you know, incredible. You know, we had, you know, Jared Rubin from Moody Thomasville. It's the first day. Yep. We have local Tony from Local Option. You know, Kyle Tagruski selects all our beer guys. We have over 25. This year we have this Reckman's Worst. We're doing this brat stand in the middle of some house-made brats and some great ones from Usinger's and this beer brats about in Rames. Just fabulous stuff. And then they're going to do a rotating, like this beer that's like one keg per. So not only are we attracting the best Midwest beer, now these guys are brewing stuff just for the festival, like one-offs, like one little things, one keg of this, one keg of that, that they're sharing with us. And we're going to do this rotating tap right in the center of the whole barbecue area. So the beer gets better. We pour more of it. And we do our best to kind of make sure it's the best festival for them as well, give them their spot. You know, there's a bond between the brewers and the pitmasters, you know. And on that note, you know, Against the Grain from down in Louisville, they're coming up. And they're gonna be smoking and selling the beer. So it's incredible.
Here's the thing, too. You got really great places like, you know, Bell's and Founders and Moody Tongue. You mentioned Jared, Goose Island, Del Alba, even Budweiser for those traditionalists that just want something simple to wash things down with. Bud will be in full effect.
Well, Shiner is the deal. You know, Shiner's rolling everywhere. They have a huge thing in the middle of it, just kind of kicking up that Texas style. So we have everything, right? You know, hey, halfway through the day, I'm crushing all those beers, and I'm going to have a couple craft brews here and there.
Here's the thing. I don't think there's an event out there that combines. This is an absolute world-class barbecue event with, you know, some of the stars, a lot of the stars, most of the stars of the barbecue world. And then you had mentioned that you were up for Country Music Festival of the Year. And you look at this because here's the thing. I'm a food guy, obviously, and so are you. But obviously, you know, love the music side, too. I go there for the food, and I'm blown away by that. But the crowds, the serious size crowds you guys get for that music lineup.
Well, I think that's all due to Eddie Warm, you know. Eddie, you know, every year it's bringing in the Who's Next. You know, having Mara Morris there a couple of years ago, having Chris Stapleton there on a Sunday, having Brett Eldridge in the beginning and bringing him back this year, Luke Combs last year. You know, it turns out, you know, once again, one of the up-and-coming artists we have is the number one song in the country, Kane Brown, who's like, it's just a whole different take on country. So, yeah, it just keeps... And it surprises me how many the crowd knows. You know, I'm like, hey, I love six of these bands. The crowd's here for the 3 o'clock band. Crowd's there for the one at 4 o'clock. They're like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Watching that grow and watching, it's amazing.
On the concert side, right, then you've got the amazing food on the other side as well. WindyCitySmokeOut.com. You can get all the information on the lineup, the beers, the tickets for sure, obviously the tickets. And so how does it work for the tickets? What is it when you get in? What do you get? You get the music. I'm sure it's included. How does it work?
Yeah, so, we're cashless, which is great. It's really been a huge improvement. Our second year doing that. So when everybody gets their ticket, you get a wristband that you can directly attach to your credit card or put money on it, and then just simple purchases from there.
And so WindyCitySmokeOut.com is the website for all the information about the lineups and everything and the tickets. We're going to take a quick break, and I know coming up to the 4th of July, this is where, you know, everybody is kind of a barbecue pit master, grill master in their backyard when it comes to 4th of July. And, you know, you can kind of give some inspirational insight into not only people want to know what it is that you're doing, obviously, and then also maybe a couple tips or something here and there. So, Doug, if you could hold tight for just a minute, we're going to take a quick break. It's Dane here in for John on 720 WGN. WGN, it is Dane here, in for John, the Allstate Skyline Studio. And on the line with us, we're going to have him back. And it is the man behind Windy City Smokeout, already, you know, one of the, if not the best country music festival in the country. And I would say, I would contend, having attended many, it is the crown jewel of barbecue festivals in our country going today. But, coming up on the 4th of July, and everybody's backyard is kind of your own Windy City Smokeout. And Chef Doug Saltis, of course, of Bub City, is on the line with us. Doug, welcome back.
So, 4th of July, right?
Well,
4th of July, we're all hanging at home, or somebody else's, but just all around the grill. We know that, right?
Yeah, we're all around the grill. Now, do you have it? Just kind of set the stage for us, because, you know, there's a lot of people that think Doug probably has some amazing space age setup or some kind of huge trailer thing in his backyard. Do you have just a regular grill, or do you have the accoutrements of barbecue success going on?
No, so what I have at home, you know, I live downtown in Chicago, so I have one quick gas grill that I use for like quick things during the week, and then on my rooftop I have a Weber, right? A simple Weber, the round ones, And so if I'm smoking, I'm not doing briskets at home for 18 hours. I'm not doing whole pork butts or shoulders. I'm going to do some fun, simple stuff, right? I'm going to do some chicken legs, some ribs, maybe like a split open chicken, real simple, easy things that I get my temperature that I can hold around 225, 250, maybe 275. And season up my ribs or chicken 45 minutes before. Kind of lay them on there, close the lid, let a little bit of air in the bottom, a little bit of air out the top. And on a nice day like today, you know, we're going to be eating the chicken in 45 minutes to an hour. We're going to be eating the ribs in, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, nice and slow like that. You know, that's the easy stuff you're doing at home, you know. And 4th of July, for me, we want to be grilling, having a fun time, cooking some food, but it's about spending time with the friends and family, and rather pay more attention to that sometimes, just put on some simple, easy things.
And now, is there is there any kind of, a lot of times people will say it's do as much prep as you can. You mentioned, of course, you got friends and family, want to spend time with them, don't want to spend the entire afternoon toiling at the grill. What kind of prep, or do you do any marinades to get things kind of ready to go beforehand?
No, the one thing I would do is, you know, hey, I'd make all my salads, cold salads, a corn salad, potato salad, those type of easy things. So you just pull them out of the fridge and put them out. You know, I make sure I have my sauce, and I'm going to, you know, create my own barbecue sauce and spend all that time in the morning. Well, I'm going to doctor up one it's kind of my favorite. I have all that ready, so that's ready to go and easy to put out there. And then I'll make a rub, right? And, you know, the one thing that's universal, you know, non-negotiable rub is salt. The rest, it's whatever you like or whatever you got, you know, so cracked black pepper or cayenne, mustard powder, you know, a little bit of cumin, a little brown sugar sometimes. So, you know, for me, I'm simple. I'm going to crack some black pepper and a little bit of salt. I'm going to rub my chickens with a little bit of crushed garlic, season it simply, let it sit for 45 minutes, and then just a nice slow smoke. You know, the one thing I do that on the chicken that is the head start for me, I kind of make some incisions or cut along the bone of the leg and the thigh on both sides so that, you know, the heat can penetrate the dark meat faster and allow it to kind of cook at the same time as the breast will. So we have a great, you know, crispy, smoky, juicy bird.
Hey, Chef, can you take a couple questions from the listeners? They've got just some a couple questions for
you. Sure.
All right, so let's see. We're gonna do this one. So we've got Sue on the line. Sue, you're on with Chef Doug Saltis from Bub City. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Yes, I just wondered, Chef, what your opinion is on, like, you know, they have these late night advertisements for these copper grill mats and so on. You know, is that a good idea or safe, or how well do they really work? I guess I just wanted your opinion on that. Thank you.
On the copper grill mats?
Right.
Well, I've never used those. And for me, I keep it real simple. You know, I haven't had any problems with the grill and doing that open flame yet. So I kind of keep it simple. You know, one thing I like to do is just, you know, when I get started on a new day of grilling, I like to kind of make sure my grill is clean. I wash it like I do a pot, a pan or something like that. So that's something I try and take care of. You know, it's just like a saute pan. If you don't clean it after each use, it's probably not as good. So I like to kind of make sure when I'm cooking, I'm grilling on a clean grill.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Sue.
Thanks. Happy 4th.
I appreciate it. So here's the thing. I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about the opportunity. Windy City Smokeout, once a year it happens. The world converges in your backyard. Obviously, that's a very exclusive Windy City Smokeout. But Bub City itself, you guys are there. That is one of the great and most plentiful opportunities to see you and your team in action. Talk about Bub City, the location, give it out, and what kind of fun and very delicious things happen there every day.
Well, we got two Bub Cities now. We got the one out in Rosemont that's attached to Joe's Live, which is just like one of the best music theaters in the Chicagoland area. And then right in the heart of River North, we have the original Bub City that we opened up, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. I'm hard with time to tell. But, you know, both of them are just to give you a sneak peek of what the Smokeout is all about. It's great barbecue. It's a fun time. Amazing beer. Great country music. So, you know, the Bub Cities are where we go for, you know, our Friday nights. It's where we go for all our late night parties after the Smokeout. It's really, it carries on a tradition. It's kind of where the Smokeout was born out of.
Yeah, and Windy City Smokeout is grand in the river. WindyCitySmokeout.com is the place to go to get all the information on the lineup and tickets and everything like that. And of course, see Bub City. You can go to Bub City out there in Rosemont with Joe's. That place, that venue is great if you want to hear music and of course, some great stuff out in that kind of Rosemont Entertainment Complex. And, of course, here in the city as well. Well, best of luck with everything with the Smokeout. I know it is going to be great. We can just hope for great weather for it. We know that the food and the music are taken care of. And last, very last thing, Doug, is what do you do for, we're effing everybody, kind of share what they do for fireworks. Do you guys do any fireworks? Did you grow up with fireworks? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I grew up on Long Island in New York, so we used to buy, mats of jumping jacks, MADs, storm and garbage cans, stuff like that. So I'm kind of a, now I kind of sit back and just watch the colorful stuff, you know, so it's a little bit, you know, it was more frowned upon when I grew up. So now I sit back, I watch somebody else do it. I'm happy I got all 10 fingers.
Yes.
And I have to watch them. Yes, you blow stuff up, Dan?
No, well, you don't think. Here's the thing. So, I mean, I remember as a kid, we had some relatives that would come over with stuff, right? They'd have the M80s and the things like that.
Yeah.
So I never really had the direct pipeline to the product, right? And I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then there was always crazy people from the neighborhood that would either hold the bottom of the firecracker and just light it, and then like,
yeah.
Or in their teeth, people would do that. I never had anybody get hurt, at least in front of me. But you could see how that kind of stuff could happen. And now you go, the kids, you know, it's those snakes that just kind of stain the sidewalk and sparklers. And at this, and I've gotten, this is how wimpified the whole situation has gotten now as a parent of three little kids. Just the thought of them, you know, running around like we did in the backyard with a red hot molten metal sparkler just seems kind of scary too. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we used to have Roman candle fights and stuff like that. Nowadays, I just don't see that stuff anymore. It's like, you know, now everybody's on their phones and playing video games.
Yeah, you know? Well, you know, you got to leave the danger behind. You got to move forward. You have the people clamoring for all the stuff on the barbecue side, and it is in good hands with you. And Doug, thanks so much for jumping on today. Excited about the fest this year.
Yeah, always great talking, man. I'll see you soon.
All right, we'll see you soon. All right, so that's it. Windy City Smokeout. I cannot say enough. And, of course, as we get a little bit closer, we'll have some of those famous pitmasters on. We will have some tickets to give away, I'm guessing, right, for the listeners. We do pretty much every year. And on the fireworks side, we've got a ton more people kind of adding their text in. I'll read a couple of them right now. 312-981-7200 if you want to call in or text in your advice. And it doesn't have to necessarily be any one thing. We've had kind of the range of supportive on the fireworks side. Here's where you get them. Here's what we experience, and then also some of the cautionary tales. Here's some bad things that have happened, and here's some things we've worked through. So from the 773, somebody had started a fire in their yard one year, not very thoughtful for listeners to implore others to take their dog out of town. Yeah, okay, so that's one thing. Not everybody can do that. And then the 224 said non-professional fireworks set off by people in the neighborhood should be illegal. And I'm wondering if, because it seems like, and Violetta, you mentioned it, is that people just kind of look the other, I don't know if they look the other way or everyone just understands it's kind of the part of the situation. But I don't know that I've ever seen, you know, police.
It just seems more acceptable during the holiday, which you wouldn't set off the firework just whenever.
Yeah, I mean, right, exactly. You'd get in some, probably some serious, or people would think something was wrong. You know, maybe there was, you know, some other kind of explosion, a gas leak or something. I'm thinking there may be a certain amount of actual things that do go wrong that people pass off as fireworks during this time of year. Let's say there was an explosion or something, right? And they're thinking, hey, it's just the 4th of July. From the 815, and we did get a couple on this, I was just going to say, which is saying about PTSD and animals, plus the police having to go on calls, is there a reason why they're illegal? I wonder that. 312-981-7200. Is it that Illinois just has, you know, just like different states have laws related to guns or other things, is why Illinois' law is so different than let's say Wisconsin or maybe Indiana? Maybe it's because more of an urban environment. Maybe it's because of fire risks. You know, I'm not really sure. And so here's from the 630. No, they should not get a pass. I don't mind them shooting off fireworks the week before and the week after, but it's getting earlier and earlier every year, and it upsets my dog, and it's starting to anger me. So here's the thing, too, is... I think people do realize, especially when you have the 4th of July being this holiday that's kind of out on an island, just one day, it's not the whole thing, is that, you know, people buy a lot of fireworks. You can't necessarily get them all Done. Okay, so then let's go to this. Oh, okay, let's do this. This is on the animal site. We've got a lot of animal lovers here in WGN, as we should. And Gwen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I have a neighbor that keeps a sign in his window year-round. It said, please be courteous of explosives. There is a Vietnam or a war vet that lives here. He keeps a sign in the window year-round. So, and then also to add to it, I also agree with you on the pet situation, and I also, every year, not to get off on another topic of the fireworks, but you always hear about in the news that somebody's taken a dog or a cat and tangled them up with some fireworks in the alley, and I guess it is good that the police are out and about.
Yeah, you wonder what it is they're doing. And if anyone does have advice, you know, we've gotten a number of different calls and texts about the animal situation, how they don't necessarily like it. But if anybody has any advice on that outside of just driving them away, but because we've had friends or relatives that maybe there's like a sedative or something that kind of relaxes the dog that makes him feel a little bit better. And then, of course, you've heard the thunder shirt, you know.
What I usually do is I have a dog and a cat, and I make sure the air conditioner's on, the windows are shut, and I turn on the radio. it's a distraction. They'll hear the noise in the background, but then again, they'll hear the nice, not a rock and roll station. As a matter of fact, I keep you guys on, so
nice.
They have something nice to listen to, but it works.
All right,
from what I see.